This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 4th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. An ongoing attempt by EADS to divest itself of general aviation plane maker Cicada appears to have borne fruit. Yesterday, the European Aerospace Consortium announced a final agreement has been reached, under which the Daher Group will take a 70% stake in EADS Cicada. Cicada is best known for its hot-selling TBM-850 turboprop. The sell-off by EADS is intended to help recoup massive losses brought on by delays in the Airbus A380 and A350 XWB programs. EADS CEO Louis Gallois said the agreement took a year of getting all the affected parties on the same page. Quote, "It is a great satisfaction to have had the support of the majority of the social partners, the works councils of Cicada and Daher, the Central Council of EADS France, and the personnel and management of Cicada, who have clearly understood the strategic importance for the future of the company," unquote. Daher has interests in the aerospace, nuclear, and automotive industries. The sale agreement will require European regulatory approval. All the measures taken by the U.S. domestic airlines to cope with the fuel crisis have had an unexpected benefit. Industry observers say now that oil has fallen in half since its summer peak, the airlines are well situated to withstand a drop in demand due to the slumping economy. The Financial Times reports the biggest U.S. airlines stand to return to profitability next year, just a few weeks after even legacy carriers such as American and United were on a death watch. Michael Levine is a former airline exec who now teaches at New York University's School of Law. He cautions against any assumptions that fuel prices will remain low. Other industry observers say airlines competing against the combined Delta and Northwest could struggle, and that some carriers will still need to raise cash. May you live in interesting times. Aviation authorities in the Netherlands have grounded the Zodiac CH-601XL following a September 14th crash. The Dutch Civil Aviation Authority issued an emergency airworthiness directive effective October 24th, which says, in part, quote, "There are indications that breakup of the wing structure was the cause of the accident. The Civil Aviation Authority of the Netherlands declares the aircraft not airworthy until further notice," unquote. Zenair Europe issued a press release critical of the government for grounding the planes based on a preliminary accident report and suggesting that, quote, "The calculated strength of the design is probably too optimistic," unquote. Zenair Europe has issued its own airworthiness directive, advising inspection of control cables to make sure they're tight, which the company says will eliminate the possibility of flutter in aircraft flown within their design envelope. The feud on the board of the National Association of Flight Instructors is moving toward resolution, but not quickly enough for the most vocal critics of the organization's bylaws. The conflict erupted when member CFIs learned that the board planned to oust longtime board members Sandy and Joanne Hill, reportedly over concerns the two are too contentious in the conduct of board business. The result was a new organization called TBONAFI, for Take Back Our National Association of Flight Instructors, and a call for an end to provisions in the bylaws which deny NAFI members a vote in board elections. The protesters also want all current directors to resign and new elections to be held. The board says it will have recommended revisions ready for its next meeting. TBONAFI says that's not fast enough. The group is planning its first meeting this Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time in the entrance lobby of the AOPA Expo in San Jose, California. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Avadyne has a TSO for its worldwide weather product. The FAA names partners in next-gen testing. And late-model Boeing 737s get stepped-up inspections. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Don Mancuso, Executive Director of the Association of Air Medical Services. We'll discuss the current state of air ambulance safety. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.